Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Lieutenant Paul Hazy, talking about beefed up patrol for St. Patrick's Day.
Right, Lieutenant Hazy, great having you back on the program. As usual, you have lots of information for us, and today we're going to talk about STEP. Let us know a little bit about what that even is.
As part of our GTSB grant, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, we participate in what they call a STEP wave. STEP waves generally comply with holidays and heavier traffic times throughout the year. From March 14th through the 17th, we've been working in a STEP wave, and that STEP wave coincides with the St. Patrick's Day holiday.
And the governor has all kinds of programs he's rolling out in various areas. Why is this one important in your mind?
It's a grant funds that allow us to have a higher emphasis on traffic enforcement. That includes speed and seatbelt, the click it or ticket campaign, as well as the concentration on impaired driving, drunk driving.
So let's go through it. Let's say I'm intoxicated and I'm out driving. How do you approach the situation? You see me swerving, something like that. What happens?
One of our primary duties here is traffic enforcement within the city of Pella, and anyone that we see not complying with the law and driving erratically in that nature would be subject to being stopped to investigate what may be causing that erratic driving behavior. If you're found to be intoxicated, that would result in arrest, heavy fines, and possible jail time if prosecuted.
And you're probably going to be in a somewhat public area, have to go through a breathalyzer, all these things. Things can be very embarrassing.
Yes. The field sobriety testing, the preliminary breath test is all done out on the street. So, that is another side of an OWI stop that a person choosing to do that would have to deal with. So really, we just encourage people, but before you get to that point, to make those good decisions. Designate a sober driver, call for a taxi, or get a ride from a friend, or don't drink alcohol and then operate that motor vehicle.
So I think we can move on. We all understand drinking and driving is a bad thing. Let's talk about something that I think more people have less of a comprehension of. Why should we not be speeding around at whatever suits our pleasure?
Absolutely. Speed is one of the major contributing factors to accidents. And the higher the rate of speed that a person is going, has a higher likelihood of severe or major injuries, along with should an accident occur. So it just creates an unsafe driving environment if you're not paying attention to what your speed is and abiding by the speed limits.
So what does this grant allow you staffing-wise?
With the grant, it assists us in paying our officers and to pay them overtime hours to work during these heightened times. And it allows us to concentrate more officers during those holiday times when there's a lot more traffic out on the roadway. And with the St. Patrick's Day holiday on Monday, there will be more traffic out and about and increased alcohol use during that time. So it allows us to supplement our patrol without incurring those overtime expenses.
When most things we talk about, if not everything we ever talk about, the goal is really safety, is it not?
Absolutely. The safety of the community is a primary function of the police department, and just having those reminders to slow down, watch your speed, wear your seatbelt, and don't drink and drive. That increases the safety. It makes the town a safer place for everybody, and it lets everyone enjoy a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day.
And we can then all arrive alive, right?
That's right, Justin, yes.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Lieutenant Paul Hazy of the Police Department here in Pella, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.